Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Wednesday. Hey, what are you? Okay, and here's our guest, look.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Chris. All right. Well, ready to give it all again, Chris, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. Okay, then, let's see what we've got. Full moon tonight, ladies and gents, no moon, so we don't want no snow, we'll leave it out there.
It's going to snow tomorrow,
isn't it? Okay. Veronica?
Oh my God. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Welcome.
How are you doing? What's up?
Fine. Thank you. I just want to know that you'll be very accurate. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, I would definitely give Chris a call because you are real. I want to thank you. Something's happened and I thought about it and said, wow, you know, recognition, because it's not easy to say the real. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. Oh my God, you're giving me chills. Yeah, I'm going through a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah. But you're a fighter, and you've proven that. And what I mean is, like, you stick for the light. Anyway, my respect. Chris, I have a question for you, which will you kind of analyze this for me? I tend to run away from Valentine's things like that. I don't really believe, because
mm-hmm.
words to me are like, I don't get, it just doesn't work for me. So when someone tells you, like, I'm not a wife to anybody, but, like, he has given me examples of what a wife should be or a prayer. I was wondering, like, is he, like, telling me that in general, or is he just saying that? Because I don't really pay
you're
attention.
You're asking if he's actually saying that in general? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, like is he, like planning to say something in the nearby future? Or he's kind of gave me hints?
Hmm. I think it's going to be... Okay.
I may be confusing.
Okay. I feel like he's going to tell you that in general. He's just trying to give you hints, is what I'm seeing. But I was told to tell you to pay attention to the signs around you, because I feel like the signs will be starting to show, is what I'm starting to see with that. So yeah. And as a matter of fact, the spirit guide, the Queen of Wands, just came up and said that, that your guys are going to help you to do what needs to be done. And then it says a Two of Cups coming up, that you're going to be together and you're going to be happy for once in your life. And I feel like everything's going to change for you. It's just a matter of time of believing. And it's funny because I was doing a live today on my Facebook, and the message I got for you was Holy Spirit. So I would say just to pray and just let things flow and just let it go. And it's funny because one of my friends told me that, hold on, let me see if I can look for it real quick. I'm looking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, hold on, what is it? Okay, there you go. Okay, this is what I was told from a friend of mine. We're in full moon right now with the full moon in Leo, about union, both male, female energy, being emotional and passion represents magical attraction and creation. So today we're in the full moon to whatever you attract is what you're going to get back.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh,
so
my gosh, Chris.
You.
It was meant
and
to me
asking
this question. It makes sense.
So the high priestess represents magic, because the high priestess just came out for you. So that's saying that there's a lot of magical energy around you right now. so everything's going to work out fine. Just don't overthink.
This is the question. I have precisely said that I don't accept any other female in my life. I don't, nothing but the past, nothing. I know there's like a friend female that they do business. And there's been arguments, I think. Is he letting that go? Because there was a lyric that he put me to hear, and it was like, I am letting that go because I'm better off. Well anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just tell me that. Just tell me that. I need to make it short.
Does he have an ex around him?
No, it's like a friend that he do business. He don't have any romantic interests because he has literally screamed at her. Like, I will not touch you. You're not that type of female. There's no craving. That's bad.
No, I think she's around him. I see her around him, but the thing is, I think she's trying to keep it business, but I feel like she's kind of like attracted to him, but she keeps her distance. But I do see interest around her involving him, but he doesn't have no interest in her, though.
But does he break that away? Because
yes.
Is he going to break that?
Yes.
He is?
Yes, he's going to, he's not going to want to deal with her. Yeah. He's not wanting to do nothing with her, nothing involvement.
So, you being a man and sometimes y'all have your emotions and the female being there, you know, to feel pity, and he screams it at her, I don't want you, you know, and I don't want you like that. You're something else for me. You're just going to help me. I'm not going to touch you, or I don't even crave you. I don't even look at you like that. And then she's screaming, think about it, don't touch me.
Well, I think you'd be fine.
That's bad, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to share that with you because when a woman says no, a man says no, we got to respect their boundaries. It makes the person feel awful, like, whoa. Anyway, I have another quick question for you. My work, do you see me getting a promotion?
Yeah.
I know, I got to go. Yes? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good conversation with you.
You're welcome.
Till next time, God bless you, Chris.
Thanks, Veronica. Okay. Right. Oh, let's see where we're going. Hello.
Hi, Chris. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I'm calling. Hi. I'm specifically calling about my home. I own it outright now. And able to pay for the taxes this year, which is amazing because they tripled it. The bottom line is that I don't have the funds to repair it, and it's in disrepair. So where do you see my status of the house with me? Am I going to be living in it? Where's my status of the house? Me in it and me fixing it and me going, where do you see me in the status of my house?
Oh, the status, you just want to know the status? Didn't even talk the status. So the status of your house.
I specifically want to know: am I going to be able to? Am I going to continue to live in it? Meaning that, am I going to lose it or sell it? Am I going to continue to live in it, or am I going to get the funds to repair it, and be able to continue to live in it? That specifically is what I'm looking for.
So that's what I was told, that right now with the house, I would say that you could repair it, but I feel that when you do this, I don't know what's weird, so strange, but I feel like a part of you wants to repair the house, but you just don't have the finances to do it. I mean, you do, but then you're like, you're going to be losing out. So
I do not have the finances to do it.
Yeah, so that's what I was told. Now, what I was told, I would say just to try to fix what you can, because I see like painting and fixing the little what you can, and just fix as what you can do, like maybe the, I don't know why I'm seeing the faucet, but I'm seeing like the water, there's like water leaks.
Mm-hmm. You nailed it. It's serious plumbing issues. Serious plumbing issues. You nailed right it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What is with the tub?
Tub is a, there is a faucet that is broken. So I have to use, actually have to use a wrench. So yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to throw this out there. If you say yes, I am so done. Okay. Does the tub, is it like dripping?
The tub is not, but there's a couple other places that are dripping.
Wow. Well, I would say just try to fix what you can, and I would put a for sale and then sell as is. And I think you would gain more for what you can, and just try to repair with the money that you do have, and try to try to get it done. Is what I'm seeing.
Okay. You time frame, any deadline, or I'm feeling dread, so I don't know where that's coming from. It's definitely it's this, but yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Should I do it quickly, or I'm missing the boat, or what? I don't know.
I would say try to fix it. I was going to ask you, do you want a time frame on that? Because I got time frame.
Yeah.
So it gives you like a time frame. So what is it, the time frame question that you have?
The time frame is mean. The time frame question, yes, is that I need to hurry up and get it done before I miss my opportunity. Is there only a small opportunity to be able to do that? So I need to do this quickly and get out.
Okay. So let's see what we. Okay, that I'm so done. Okay, it's telling me. On the card, it says less than a month is what you have.
I have less than a month.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So I would say you have like March is what I'm seeing. March would be like the deadline. After March, I'm being told that, yeah, you're running out of time.
I'm running out of time.
So I would say try to, so I would say just try to do what you can.
Well, thank you very much.
Hopefully that helps you with the time frame.
It does.
How much you have. Okay.
Yeah, it's not, I don't see it possible how I can do it, but, thank you so much.
Just put it in God's hands. That's all I can say. And it's funny that I've been seeing God and God's presence everywhere. And I can tell you, if I introduced you to my friends in chat, they would be like, yes, God is coming in very strong for these past months. It's just insane.
Well, bless your heart. Well, thank you for all of your work and all of the good that you do.
Thank you. Amen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Celebration.
Thank you, Kelly. Where are we going then? Pat?
Hello. Hi, Chris. This is Pat. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Great. I guess I'd just like to have a whatever reading from Spirit, whatever they have to say to me today.
Matt, what is your name?
Pat.
Pat, P-A-T?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
In Florida.
Okay. Don't need to know. Okay, what the hell? Okay, these girls are acting weird. What the hell? Okay, that was just random. My cards are acting weird, I swear. I'm so done. Okay. These cards are acting weird. I'm actually going to do the medicine cards on you for some reason. I don't know why, but I'm just being told. Okay, so here we go. Okay. Oh, shit. Okay, I'm done. Okay, so the first card is the ego card, represents spirit. So So spirit is talking. So you need to just start paying attention to omens and signs, because signs are just being thrown at you. And for some reason, I keep seeing the hawk or an eagle flying by. So I would say pay attention to birds, cardinals, okay? And then the second card, oh, my God, this is, I'm so done. Seventh is the stunt reputation. Says that reputation, that you have a reputation to maintain and believe in what you do and don't let anyone change otherwise. And then I can't pronounce this word, but it's a bird with a long beak. I would think it's like a swan. It's a blue heron, and it represents self-reflection. So it's time to self-reflect. Does that make sense to you?
Probably. I've done a lot of that the past couple of years. The birds do. I was just out before I came back home, and I was listening to the birds. I was with an old friend having lunch, and I said, oh, the birdies, listen. And there was a mockingbird singing in the tree, and then a big pelican flew by. It's funny you bring the birds up. Hello?
Yes, I'm just looking at my card. Oh. One card just fell. The hell? Okay, that's random. Okay, that's weird. Okay, that is so weird. My friend Eric is calling me on the other line, but I'm not going to answer it, but I'll get to him in a minute. That would be later. Okay, so that's what I was told, and it's the owl card coming up, which represents deception. So I'm being told that you're going to be night two with the people and your peers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was told. So you might just keep a close eye on your circle of friends. Not everyone is being honest with you. So just keep a lookout on that. That's what I'm being told to tell you. Just keep a... Oh, God, I can't believe I'm even being told. Just keep a red alert on that shit. So, yeah. Hopefully that makes sense.
Would that have anything to do with the person I just had lunch with?
Hold on. It has to be the person that she has to do with lunch with.
I keep hearing,
I want to say yes. Kind of like a hearing yes and no. So it's kind of like a yes and no, kind of between both. Like they know something, but they're not going to tell you. They have some kind of involvement, but not really totally. Yeah. So just keep a lookout.
Interesting. Anything else?
Yeah, that's it, man.
Okay. Are you still doing readings? Because I had called you about getting a reading and I hadn't heard back from you. Probably a couple weeks
ago. What is your name?
Pat, and I left my phone number.
What is your last name?
Oh, I didn't leave it. It's Landry, L-A-N-D-R-Y.
Well, I haven't seen anything. I have another pat on my other Facebook, but she's an older mother, so I don't know. I didn't get nothing from you.
Oh, because I left it on your voice recorder. I called your number, the number that you usually use.
Just text me instead.
Okay.
Text me on that same number, the 210-974-3470. Now just text me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you after the show.
All right, then. Thank you.
Okay. All right, thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Pat. Okay, where are we then? Catherine?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Catherine, and I would like a general message. And funny thing, you got eagle on the last caller, because I was going to ask, I just saw a bald eagle flew right above me a couple days ago, so I've been thinking also about the eagle.
Mm-hmm. So what is it that you have? Do you have any questions, or do you just want to do a general?
A general, please.
And what's your
animals.
Name?
Catherine.
Okay, what's your name again?
Catherine.
Okay. Okay, that's crazy. I got the boundaries, and they're saying be gentle with yourself and more. The hummingbird just comes up and says, don't let them take your joy. Don't let them take your joy at all. So that's what I'm
saying. Don't let them take your jewelry.
Don't let people take. Yes, that's what I'm seeing. And then the eagle's coming up as the spirit message. So it's saying just to. And then it says there's going to be some confrontation because the wild boar just came up. So that means that there might be some people that are going to try to confrontation with you. But I was told to that this is a test, and it's kind of like to get away from it. So in other words, kind of like a test of how do you avoid a confrontation, which meaning is that you need to avoid. I'm getting the presence of a male when I hear that. Hold on. Well, hopefully that makes a lot of sense.
Not yet.
Uh-oh. Hopefully it makes some sense. Maybe not right now. Checking the messages. So that's what I was saying. But I would say just to keep a close eye on that. And just know that that's what I'm being told. So just don't let them take your joy. And then I was also told that there's going to be some aggressiveness around you, which meaning there could be someone that's going to try to push you to making decisions. But I wouldn't do it if I were you, what I'm being told to tell you. I would say be more just on the light side. And just ask you guys for...
Oh, my God. Yeah, it sounds more like the past. It sounds like something already happened, but...
Yeah, so, but sometimes I get some things of the past, so it kind of... Yeah. Yeah, that's something that's probably a reason why I'm saying that, because there could be something that might, even though it might be the past, but it might be a repeat of something that might come...
Mm-hmm.
Similar to that, but in a different format.
Right. Well, I never do things the normal way, so a lot of people say,
okay.
What are you doing? I never followed the normal 9-to-5 path. So people usually don't understand.
Yeah, so just try to see, to keep a lookout, and just if there's any confrontation, just try to avoid it. Don't get involved in other people's problems. I feel that some people are going to ask you, and they're going to want your opinion. You might give them a little bit of opinion, but don't get too deep into it.
I see. Right. Yeah, I'm not into drama.
Okay. So that's what I was told. So that's what I got for
okay.
you. Anything else?
About the eagle? What is the eagle message?
That's just representing spirit to pay attention more, because you're going to be getting more messages.
Wow.
Spirit is not done with you yet. Yeah, it's more of a paying attention, kind of like an alert of keep an eye on things. And I would say to look for feathers, because feathers might be something that might help you, because I was saying that I'm seeing like a smudging tan, so you might want to start collecting feathers.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I have to find them. I have some somewhere.
Okay.
And anything about traveling that you see coming up?
Well, without the cards, without me even using the tarot, because I was using the medicine cards, I actually want to say that, yes, you would be traveling. I say within 2 months from now, that's what I see. I want to say more of April.
Uh-huh.
That. No trip, so, yeah.
I guess that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Catherine. Okay, let's see where we are. Cindy?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Hi, Ken. Hi, Chris. This is Cindy.
I'm speaking to.
This is Cindy.
Well, how can I help you, Cindy?
Can you see me? Do you have any information on relationships, or if you see anyone new coming in?
You're cutting in and out. You're cutting.
Okay.
I don't know why you're cutting in and out. It's only kind of buffering, so I don't know if it's just where you're at. Or you were going.
Is that better?
I was like, okay. Yes, ma'am. I could hear you a lot better. I was like, what in the world is going on?
Okay. Sorry, it must have been my Bluetooth didn't have a good signal. I apologize. So I was wondering if you could tell me what you see, if you see anyone new coming in for me, any relationship information or time frame or what
for you, right?
See.
Correct.
Pardon?
You wanted to know if somebody's coming in your life?
Hello? Yep, okay, I can hear you better now. I was having a problem hearing you.
You're cutting in and out real bad. Can you hear me?
Okay. I'm not sure what the problem is.
I don't know. I mean, I know that everybody else I could hear, but with you, you're just cutting in and out.
Okay, well, I think I can hear you. Do you have anything for me relationship-wise if you see anyone new coming in?
Well, I don't know if you can hear me, but you're cutting in and out, but I'll just make it the best way I can. I do feel that somebody is going to be coming in your life, but it won't be until much later is what I'm seeing. I want to say probably by, hold on.
I'm having a problem hearing you. I'm very sorry. I don't know.
I can't hear you say that again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but
you're
cutting it out. You probably have to call me. You probably have to call me personally because your reading is not going to come out right.
Maybe I can hang up and call back, and Ken could put me back in and let me try and get a better connection because I can't understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, I'll hang up and call right back in.
Did she hang up? Ken, are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, okay, that's strange. Okay. I don't know whether that... Okay, I don't know whether it's still here or not.
What's going on? Hold on, I need to switch my ear. My ear is fucking I don't know what's going on, but it's like they're cutting in and out. Now Ken's coming in and out.
Right, so that seemed to cut off. It was there, but it cut off.
Ken, can you hear me?
Right, I can hear you now. Right, so Cindy's cut out. There's no more callers at the moment, so we'll take a piece of music. We'll take a piece of music, as I said, and we'll see what happens. We've got 28 minutes left on the clock, ladies and gents. So, see what we've got for you. Plenty of time to call if you're out there and you want to call in now. Chris is our guest this evening, as you probably know. We are having a few problems with the phone line, but we're trying to work it out.
Yeah.
Okay, we've probably said this many times on Psychic Choice Radio that we are not a music show. We played three pieces of music there, back to back, and nobody has called. We're only here for 1 hour, which means that there's 16 minutes left on the clock. We're going to let Chris go. Chris is not feeling too good there at the minute. He has a bad cold anyway. So hopefully Chris will be better by Friday with us. So we're going to let Chris go for this evening. We're here tomorrow evening with Grim. You had the opportunity to call there, ladies and gents, but nobody's called. Even while I'm speaking, you have the opportunity to call. Nobody's called. So, until we do it all again, thank you all for being here with me this evening.